You're listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center. Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality healthcare close to home. Online at huronregional.org. I'm Sean Martin. This week on the Well One Connection, we're talking about the 38th Annual Andes Road Race Bike Ride and Harvey Gleick Memorial Walk, which is coming up Saturday, August 31st. This year, the event will benefit a local effort to train bystanders to be first responders in the event of a mass casualty event, major accident, or injury. We're joined this week by Denise Brock, RN and Education Coordinator for HRMC. Denise, we're talking about the Stop the Bleed program. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Well, Stop the Bleed is a national campaign wrapped around the issue of people who had bleeding, such as in a large casualty type situation, as well as like a farm accident or somebody getting injured severely at home or something like that. And to the more bystanders that we have that know how to control bleeding, the more lives we'll save. So this is really what the Stop the Bleed campaign is about. And so our campaign really is to reach out to local schools to provide each school with a Stop the Bleed kit, a larger kit, and then to also give a kit in each classroom. So we're looking to raise funds for those two projects, and those will be coming out in the future. We're going to educate the schools on how to use them, and potentially we could actually bring it to school classrooms as well.
Let's talk a little bit about the kits themselves. What's included?
So to stop the bleed, let's say you were in a farm accident and you got your leg caught in some nasty piece of equipment that was very useful to you, and you had some severe bleeding in your leg. It gives you techniques, how to apply pressure to stop bleeding, how to pack a wound to stop bleeding, how to potentially use a tourniquet if you had that available to you to stop bleeding, and then to get you to a life-saving resource. So that's really what the campaign is about, just basic education about bleeding control. And it's pretty straightforward and simple. The one thing that we've added back in, especially with our military, they realized that the tourniquets were saving lives, so they incorporated tourniquets back into large bleeding situations or wound situations. So yeah, it's how to use the tourniquet appropriately. And they found that things like belts that we used to use, or towels or jeans or whatever, weren't really doing the job that they needed to do, and that the tourniquets that are being used in the military really are the best to use. And believe it or not, our EMS are using them, our emergency services of other varieties are using them as well.
Denise, for the benefit of people listening, can you paint a picture of what the kit actually looks like?
They're in a vacuum sealed container, so we could potentially just get them in this basic vacuum sealed container. It would have things like gloves, it will have the tourniquet, it will have dressings to pack a wound and to wrap a wound. It will actually have instructions on how to use it all in case you get in a stressful situation and everything you were taught flew out the window. Those are things that will be in the kit. The ones that we're planning on getting actually will come in a nice little red container that'll say bleeding control kit, and so that somebody can identify really quickly what they are. Very much like you would see the AEDs on the wall. They could potentially be mounted on a wall somewhere that you would just grab the kit and go to where you needed it.
Denise, we were talking a little bit about what's inside the kits. Can you tell us about the tourniquets? What does this look like?
A circular strap that has a little bar on it. That part of that bar is to tighten up that tourniquet to the point that the bleeding stops. And in our education, we tell about sometimes you might need two to actually get a good control. But again, we teach how to use that tourniquet appropriately and what it is used for and what it's not used for, because that's a really important thing too, is what you don't use a tourniquet for. So don't use a tourniquet for a little finger cut.
And Denise, you're actually going to be offering some education on this at Andy's Road Race.
We will. We'll have some education at the Andy's Road Race, a little bit more information. And if anybody's interested potentially in a class, we could take names and come up with dates and plans on when that would work into your and our instructors' work lives.
Now, as we mentioned, the goal is to get these kits into Huron and area schools. And then what's the next phase of this project?
The next project, to get the single kits into each classroom. It really came from the Sandy Hook school shooting, where the president at that time really said we need to do something. He got EMS, trauma services, surgeons, all in a group together and said, how can we save lives in situations like that? And that's where the Stop the Bleed campaign really came from. Would be on a shelf in the room that's easily accessible and could easily be used, instead of there's a shooter and we don't know where he's at and somebody's going to try to find the kit and bring it back to where it needs to be. It's really just in each classroom to help, and then the larger kit would be once the tragedy is safe, then we would make sure that we get to that kit and do what we needed to do.
Denise Brock has been our guest this week on the Well One Connection. Denise is an RN and education coordinator at HRMC. A few details about the 38th annual Andy's Road Race Bike Ride and Harvey Gleick Memorial Walk. Again, it will be Saturday, August 31st. The race is divided into various age groups, running the 5K and 10K races. There's also a 5K fun walk and a 5 and 23-mile bike ride for participants of any age and fitness level. For younger kids, there's a fun run for elementary children. No registration fee is required for that. All registration fees include refreshments and a performance T-shirt. Businesses interested in a sponsorship or a corporate rate for employee participants can contact Kim Rieger at 353-6573. More information and registration is available online at huronregional.org/andys or at allsportscentral.com. You've been listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. This program is for general use only and is not meant to replace the advice of your doctor or other medical professional. If you have questions, contact your healthcare provider. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality health care close to home. Online at huronregional.org.